shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Enjoy.
That never gets old.
I know. We've been listening to that how many years?
Well, it's a great song.
18.
Enjoy, enjoy. Good evening, North State. You are listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, and this is North State Now and the Enjoy Hour. And we are here having a lot of fun behind the scenes. This already cracking, cracking. You know what? For me, it makes what gives me the little extra step in boost in my step is this weather.
Oh, I know.
Again, it's like today the breeze, the cool. It just says, I'm coming.
We have windows open today.
I know. It's been like that at my house, too.
Has it?
Yes.
So once again, I am James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
And Yvonne Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
Slash Caltrans. Yeah.
And anything James has me do.
And so, which is a lot. So we have a guest. So we're going to be kind of just mulling through the latest issue of Enjoy. The guest that we have will bring in after the first break. Also has a great fun story in the magazine on page 42. So if you have your magazine at home and you want to jump ahead the jib jab before we get her on after the break, feel free to kind of bone up on what we're going to be talking about, which is something that's really been established, something that I've just learned, even though it's been going on for 9 years. So there it goes to show you, just because you live somewhere doesn't mean you know anything about where you live, which we find out
every single month.
Absolutely. Yeah. So super cool. This is issue 217. That's our October issue, which is currently out. And we are celebrating our 18th birthday at Enjoy. So happy birthday.
And happy birthday, James.
Oh, and it's your birthday today.
Hello, that's what I'm trying to promote here. I'm trying to lay some track down for you girls to pick it up. No,
I knew that the other day. I've been thinking about it.
You know, actually, to be honest with you, I birthdays are great, and I love birthdays, but I didn't even realize it was my birthday until Yvonne reminded me yesterday that it was going to be today. Yeah, I told her, I said, literally, if you had not said anything and nobody said anything, I wouldn't have even known.
Kind of like, I don't celebrate much anymore.
And it's not that I don't like to, but you know what's super cool is my son, one of my twins, I have it here. He came home with a happy birthday cup of drink from Dutch, and it's all decorated. And then he was like talking about Yama Sushi, and he and his friends go there all the time, and they like to eat off the boats, but they haven't seen the boats running. And so I was like, I think maybe they only do it certain days or certain times or whatever. And so he's talking about Yama Sushi. He goes, that sounds good. It's makes me hungry. And I said, yeah, I like sushi too, whatever. And then before we left for the radio show, he goes, do you want to go to Yama Sushi for dinner? And I said, I don't, you know, are you paying? Are you saying this is like a birthday dinner? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, it sounded like you really wanted to eat sushi. And I was like, it sounded like you did. But I am happy to be your sidekick. So thank you, son. That's so cute. So what do we have going on? We usually at this first 15 minutes talk about things that are going on in Reading as far as events, you know. It has been very, very full once again.
It's been so full. Just about every weekend there's something going on. I have a little bit of a breather, though, because we did have to cancel our Around the World in 80 Days play.
And why?
It's so devastating. Multiple reasons. A trifecta, actually. The director.
Now tell me the truth. I want the tea.
Okay. Well, the truth is that our director's family member, who is very close, passed away.
Oh, gosh.
So there was that.
I was hoping it wasn't going to be like that.
One of the actors had to step away.
Mm-hmm.
Last week.
Mm.
And can't replace her when you have a week to,
yeah,
you know.
There wasn't an understudy.
We don't have understudies. Mm. We're volunteers. So, and then
you
the
know
last
what I think,
thing.
I think the president should always have to understudy the
oh,
the,
yeah, right. The last thing that happened was one of the other actors tore his meniscus. So It's just been...
In real life or on stage?
No, in real life. In real life. And
I didn't mean like fake on stage, but like rehearsing.
No.
Did it
no,
while
he
rehearsing.
Didn't do it. No, he did
so
it.
So it wasn't an on-the-job injury?
Nope. And just like... So it's been pretty devastating, and we're pretty sad about it. But so that's not happening. So kind of like my next 3 weeks are kind of... Freed up.
Free a little bit? Well, you don't get that very often.
I don't, and I've already filled it up, you know?
I was going to say, how are you going to spend that? How are you going to spend that, cash girl?
So, Suzanne Birch and I are going to do the Lassen. We're going to walk up Lassen on next Saturday, so I'm excited about that.
She would be a great partner to walk with.
Yeah,
I saw her the other day for the first time in years. She pulled up next to me in the car.
Oh, yeah.
And she blew kisses.
I spent the weekend with her at the coast with her and Carrie.
Fun.
So we had a blast.
Oh, so it was a Thelma Louise plus one?
Yes, it was really fun.
I'm glad you're back. You didn't drive off the cliff on the way to the coast.
That's so cool. Anyway, but yeah, so that got canceled.
So let me ask you this. I think I've asked this question before. When you guys lose a play like that, if you've invested in it, do you get a certain period of time that you can resurrect it without having to take the loss?
We actually, the licensing company has been very gracious and has is going to refund a good part of the licensing. But we had to refund all the tickets. So it's just such a bummer.
Hurts.
It really hurt.
I know.
Big time.
Because I was going to say there's no way that you could just postpone it and squeeze it in somewhere later in the year.
No, because we're already at the end of the year and we have our 2025 season already chosen with all the licensing purchased.
This couldn't have been just a bonus.
No. Unfortunately.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm trying to flick all the switches.
One of the things that we are doing that we're going to start next year is we're going to do theater on the side. And we're going to do shows in our lounge. We've started remodeling that. We're putting lights up now. We're going to make the stage a little bit bigger. And that lounge that we have where we have the concessions will be another smaller theater where we can do short runs and maybe a little edgier plays that, you know,
ooh,
we wouldn't fill the theater.
Smaller audience,
That's going to be like the XXX behind the curtain at the back of the shop.
Probably not, but... But I know that actors do want to do some different plays that are a little bit, you know, edgier. So
different themes.
A little more artistic, you know. So.
Well, I'm sorry for that.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
You guys always seem to figure it out. I'm always surprised how you pull things out of the hat and turn the ship around.
So if anybody wants to have an event, give us a call because we have 3 weekends open.
Yeah, and, you know, holidays are coming. If you wanted to book like a holiday party or something and have a room where... You know, you could do something or even give a, you know, do a party and then use the stage to give a presentation to your staff in some form or fun. Or
Linda was just at the theater last Friday night. Uh-huh. She sang for an event there.
It was very cool.
For the film commission. They had their 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
I saw that.
How'd that go?
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
but everybody said it was great. So
yeah.
Everybody I talked to did.
So we are in the throes of fall. Like I said, October, Haas Farms is getting ready to do their big fall festival and corn maze and pumpkin patches, and that's October weekends, October 3rd through October 27th. There's all kinds of things, so check them out on their website. We are in the month of breast cancer awareness, Think Pink, and it is everywhere. For a lot of people that still don't know, this Think Pink movement, which is a worldwide movement now, was started here in Reading by a doctor or two, if I believe my memory serves me well. I don't know how many years ago, but it was quite some time ago.
It was a long time ago.
That they started this movement, and here it is again. Little old Reading started something that now is totally global.
I think we wrote about it in our first issue.
Yeah. So that's a super stellar thing. I was actually today taking one of my kids to the college, and they had an organization there for Think Pink on campus, and they were giving out pins and carnations and free breast cancer shaped cookies with frosting.
Oh, nice.
And I kept walking back and forth like I was lost so that I could just get a cookie after cookie. Oh, no, I didn't get one of those. Oh, thank you. Oh, no, I didn't get one of those. No, so that was super cool. And then, you know, again, Enjoy Magazine, if you have the copy of the latest issue or ever, you can also go online, www.enjoymagazine.com, and go to our calendar. Our calendar is very, very extensive. It's 6-7 pages sometimes.
It's growing, too.
Yeah, and it really covers all of Northern California. So when you look at it, you can look up just Redding, or you can go to Weaverville, or something in Shasta Lake City, or you know, individual, like, Civic Auditorium, Chico Performing Arts, Cascade Theater, Redding Library, Chico Theater Company, Feather Falls Casino, and Lodge Gold Country. I mean, there's literally all these categories because all these places have events. And so there's no reason for you to not be able to figure out what you want to do, both here right in the smack heart of downtown Redding, here anywhere in Shasta County, and all the other counties that are around us.
Yep.
We have it all.
Yeah.
Something for everyone. There all is. Those great buzzwords.
Hey, you know what? Riverfront's having a with the Art Hunger, we're having a pop-up art show on Halloween.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, so they're going to put art on the patio, mm-hmm. and then that's going to be from 5 to 7, and then at 7 o'clock, we're going to show a scary movie, Trick or Treat, in the auditorium. So if you don't
I'm
have
trying
plans,
to remember what Trick or Treat was. It's like a horror movie.
It's a rated R. It's probably scary. But
yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah, I've
a
never
slasher.
Seen it.
Slasher.
So that's going on.
That's
which is
fun.
Cool. And the Cascade, they're on the 26th, they have a big event to celebrate 20 years of their
remodel, revamp.
Yes.
Bringing it back to
bringing
the...
Bringing it back.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. They're going to have the Wizard of Oz movie,
ooh.
Which, you know, is my favorite.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. So anyway, Northern California, we are here tonight. We are going to take our first break here and then bring you back to our first guest. Super excited to introduce her to you because this is really fun, family-friendly, and really celebrates special member of the family, so to speak. So sit back, relax, and we'll be right back.
See you.
Now at the Turtle Bay Museum, Mindbender Mansion, Unlock the Puzzle. On exhibition now through January 5th, featuring interactive games, challenges, brain teasers, and more. Perfect for families of all ages and school groups. Test your brain power and problem-solving skills now at Turtle Bay Museum. Don't miss out on this immersive exhibition. Mindbender Mansion, Unlock the Puzzle. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Whether it's a harvest theme or Halloween, there's plenty of decorations to choose from at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. They feature a wide variety of costumes and costume jewelry, along with a lot of fall decor, pumpkins, garland, wreaths, and more. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
More than just my song today. It's my birthday. It's Enjoy's birthday. It's the birthday month. Happy birthday to me. Welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and this is North State Now, but this is the Enjoy Hour. North State Now is one day of every week, and they have different guests that come in and get to take over the radio station for 1 hour, and we have been doing this Enjoy Hour for a
long time.
Phew, girl, I remember when you sat there and you actually had color in your hair.
Yeah. Now I don't feel so bad.
I was going to say, and I had hair.
Yeah, right. And your beard was dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's not even go there. And how old are you today?
I am 57.
Yeah.
I almost said 67.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very good.
I'm an oldie well, but a goodie.
That's awesome.
Right?
Yeah. So yeah. Let's introduce our first guest.
Why don't you take it away and then let her know? We've got plenty of time. This is a big story, so we'll probably take you through the break and come back with you. Since you're our one guest of the evening, we've got plenty of time to share all the stories.
Well, I can talk a lot.
Okay,
trust me.
Good. Well,
so we have Amber Moore here with the 9th Annual NorCal Golden Palooza. So welcome, and thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
9 years.
9 years, yes. This started out as a little dog party with 7 dogs, and it was just something that kind of happened on accident.
So you like the one that I see on YouTube, the crazy dog lady, and you propped your dogs up with tutus and put them in a chair and fed them cake and stuff, that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. Yeah, my daughter keeps going, okay, Mom, this is the last year, right? Okay, Mom, this is the last year, right? For 9 years, she's been doing that.
Oh, my God.
Because she has to work it. That's, if you're in the family, you work it.
Yep.
So
old is your daughter?
She's 20.
Okay.
And she has a boyfriend this year, so guess what?
He's working it, too.
You
said, hey, sweetie, come on over. Bring your work clothes.
Well, that's what I said. I said, if you're going to be part of this family, you know, hey, you got to work the palooza. He's like, what time do I have to be there? I go, 6:30 in the morning for setup. And he goes, in the morning?
So tell us.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So tell us all it takes to set up this event.
NorCal Golden Palooza, like I said, started very, very small. It was a dog party. I was at the convention center with my dog, Lexi, who is now 12 years old.
So she's still around.
Yeah, she's still around.
Good.
And I was with some friends, and we were walking, and then I ran into some other golden friends, and then we were all started talking, and I said, wouldn't it be great if we had, like, a golden club and an event, and then we could just keep getting more goldens and more goldens? And everybody's like, yeah. So I started a Facebook page called NorCal Golden Lovers, and now it's got over 3,000 followers.
Wow.
And on that page, it's just a place for people to post mostly positive posts about their goldens.
Or questions. Help.
Exactly. And sometimes, you know, there's a sick golden, and so, you know, people are or mourning, and so other people support them. But for the most part, you know, there's just, if you guys know anything about the breed, they are the goofiest dogs. They're so docile. They're so sweet. And there's just usually goofy pictures of them doing goofy things. And so it brings a smile to your face, and it's joyful.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told my husband, I said, you know, I go, I really want to do this event with these goldens. And he goes, well, do it. And so I got a hold of a gentleman by the name of Jerry Butler. He's from Snap-on Tools. And he has a golden retriever. And so the first year he was there with the 7. And then the next year there was like 22. And I brought everybody some toys and stuff. And he slipped me like $25, you know, to help with the expense and everything. And then, you know, the next year there was like 39. And then the next year there was 100 and something. And now this year we have 434 dogs currently registered.
So I can't even imagine seeing that. It would be like a sea of golden waves.
Oh, it's so amazing because there's a lot of them that are off leash because they're pack animals. Uh-huh. So they don't leave. Yeah. They just stay right there, and at the convention center, they have the fountains.
Oh.
Well, that's one of their favorite things.
They go in because they're kind of watery dogs.
Oh, they're so watery dogs. Yeah. And then I fill up.
That's fantastic.
I put up swimming pools, portable ones, and I fill them with tennis balls.
Oh.
Because they love that, too.
And they love that, too. Exactly. So between tennis balls and the fountains and getting petted and people giving them treats, I mean, they're in heaven. So they're just, like, so excited.
And
well,
they're
this
people
year,
dogs,
yeah,
too. They love people.
They love people. And this year, we're adding a puppuccino booth.
Mm.
So oh, fun.
You can get a puppuccino for your dog. And
now, are you guys doing that yourself, or have you reached out to, like, have you guys thought about reaching out to Dutch Bros?
You know what? We have not. It's just the more.
I mean, I can't speak for any Dutch Bros, but everybody takes their dog to Dutch Bros for puppuccinos.
Yeah, and Starbucks.
And Starbucks.
But what we did is we have our own puppuccino booth, and I have a family member that's running the puppuccino booth, and she's filling the Dixie cups, and she's putting the dog treat on it, and she's handing them to every dog that comes up. And I went and bought out all of the whipped cream and everything from the chef store
the
over
chef
on
store.
Hartnell.
You had to go to the chef store.
And I found out that whipped cream and that kind of stuff is very expensive.
Oh,
it's very expensive.
Either that or I thought that they were going to think that you had a nitrous addiction.
I know. They're like, you need how many cases of whipped cream? I'm like,
all of them.
You know, yeah. I go, all of these? Yeah. And they're like, okay, well, we can see if there's more in the back. So that was kind of fun this year that we added that. But we have a lot of things. It's happening Saturday, October 19th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. We ask that you only bring golden retrievers. And the reason is we're not trying to be breedists. And people call us that. Oh, you're such a breedist. And
there's
that's not
word,
the case.
There is a word for everything these days. I'm over it.
Me too. And I tell them, I said, we're not trying to discriminate against other dogs because there's other lovely dogs. There really and truly are.
Start
however,
your own club.
However, when you start mixing the breeds, that's when the dog fights start.
Yeah.
And you can get 434 golden retrievers together and there's no dog fight.
Yeah.
They're all just docile.
That's amazing.
Yeah. They just are just goofy and run around and everything.
Goofy.
Yeah. But then you add a German Shepherd or a Pit Bull or whatever into the mix, then pretty soon it's a bloodbath.
Lots of glorious butt smelling.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. In fact, we want to thank Shasta High School's FFA program because they are sending their FFA members, some of them, to be Cooper Scoopers.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, to do our trash and all of that stuff. And they get
I was going to say, I didn't think about that, but that could be, talk about landmines.
Yeah. So FFA, we're really thankful to them and grateful. They've been a really big help. But anyway, so that's why we asked for the golden retrievers only. There is a professional photographer there that will be taking photographs of you and your golden.
Yeah.
And they are amazing photos. I mean, I've seen some of them. I'm like, wow. And I, unfortunately, never get a photo because
busy.
I'm busy. And I'm like, this is a bunch of malarkey.
You're at the end of the show calling your dogs. Hello, where are you? They've been running free all day. Where are you?
No, that's the thing. Everybody goes, well, how do you know which one's your dog? And I go, well, we just wait for everybody to leave, and then the last three are ours. So, but anyway, so we're going to have the professional photos. We have a humongous, there's over 60 raffle prizes that have been donated by different people. And what all the proceeds from the raffle go to is NorCal Golden Retriever Rescue.
Mm-hmm.
So 100% of the proceeds go to them because they save so many golden retrievers in the North State.
From all those families that think that they want an animal and then adopt them and realize that these animals, when they are young, need a lot of care, a lot of attention, a lot of training, a lot of direction, or they don't like their couch to be chewed up or whatever, and then they go, this doesn't work, and then they get
them. And didn't
get
you start
away.
Out by trying to place these dogs?
Well, yes, I did, actually. What happened was people found out that I was like the golden retriever lady of Shasta
Whisper.
County. Yeah, so they started calling me going, you know, I have this golden and I don't want it anymore.
You should
anymore.
Be called the golden girl.
There you go.
Right?
So I started matching people up and everything. Well, the NorCal Golden Retriever Rescue found out about me and reached out and asked if I wanted to work with them. And I'm like, sure, why not? So anyway, I started working with the rescue as the area director, and I did that for 4 years. I have since backed off from doing that just because of time.
Yeah.
And they are just a phenomenal organization. They, you know, do adoptions. They do foster. They need foster parents terribly.
So yeah, fostering is really important.
It's really important, and we have a lack of them in Shasta County, and what that means is you have a dog for maybe 1 or 2 weeks, sometimes mm-hmm. 3. And, you know, while we're getting them fully vetted mm-hmm. at the vet and getting them spayed or mm-hmm. doing whatever,
yep.
they have to have a place because we don't want to place those dogs until they're taken care of.
Sure.
And so then, so they need
and they may
fosters.
Have to come off of some type of trauma.
Yeah.
And get themselves eating better again and, you know, just back to being a dog.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, and of course, NorCal Golden Retriever Rescue, they, you know, take care of that. We also need volunteers just to help with different events.
Mm-hmm.
And so NorCal Golden Retriever Rescue is going to be there, and cool. they will have a booth with all of that information. My newest addition, I just got Tuesday from NorCal Golden Retriever Rescue. Her name is Lily, and she's going to be at the event. Of course, she's going to be quarantined because she's not fully vetted yet.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought you'd be on stage holding her up. Like, you know, the Lion King. Over all the other 400 dogs. Like, yeah, well, here's the new queen.
She's very cute, and I'm sure she will
you
be
You can do that in a cage. She'll be quarantined in her cage.
Yeah, she will.
So keep that thought, because there's some more things that I know that you had shared with us on before the break about another event similar down south and that how you guys are better and all these kind of things.
Yeah.
But it's time already for us to take another break. So, fill up your glass and get your snacks to come back and spend the next, what is it? I'm really like another 15 minutes talking about Goldens, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
So sit back, relax. We'll be right back.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman, at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
We had a little, tantrum, but is it tantrum? What's that word? That's kind of music.
Oh. I don't know.
I do not know what you're talking about.
Oh. That's disappointing.
Not techno?
Not techno. It's trance, some trance, I don't know, something.
Electronica?
I'll look it up on my phone. Everybody, we're just going to sit here for 10 minutes.
So I'm looking at your this paper, getting back to the Golden Palooza event.
Introduce her one more time.
Oh, just yes. Amber Moore from
the event director of NorCal Golden Palooza.
Yes. So you talk about VIG bags. What is a VIG bag?
Well, it's really you're going to really laugh at this story, too. But VIG stands for Very Important Golden.
Uh-huh.
And people that donate to the Palooza, because we need money, obviously, to put the event on.
Sure.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So if they donate to the Palooza, they get a VIG bag.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this year I ordered lanyards that say VIG with VIG with dog paws. So really cute.
People know that if they haven't donated, they're shamed, which is a very, very good way to get a
gift. Well, but what the funny thing is I called
They look down at their dog. Oh, shame,
So I called this company and I said I'd like to order some VIG, you know, lanyards. And they're like, oh, yeah, we have VIP. I go, no. I go, I need VIG. And she's like, yeah, we have VIP. And I go, no, you're not understanding me. I need VIG as in God. So I had to explain to her what that was, and then I said, I definitely need to proof it to make sure nobody corrects that.
Yeah, because they would.
They would.
I know.
But they came, and they're super cute, and I can't wait to see those. But we are also going to have a silent auction at the Palooza,
mm-hmm.
and there's some phenomenal things like a trip to Tahoe, a patio boat that was donated by Jones Valley for a trip on that. There is actually, you guys are going to laugh at this, there is a litter robot for cats. And those are really, really expensive, and people love them, and that's going to be one of the silent auction items, because we don't discriminate. We like cats, too. They just aren't invited.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
No, not so much.
And then there's going to be a snack bar there, and every year we try to get a different event, you know, to do it so they can raise money. And this year it's UPREP cheerleaders, so they get 100% of the money from it.
Oh, fun.
And you can get lunch for $10, either a hot dog, hamburger, chips, and a soda for $10.
Yeah.
And so they're going to be there. And then at 11 o'clock, Andrew Figueroa with Woof Training is going to do a dog training demonstration. And that's pretty unique, and it's
you're going to
very
see a bunch
well
of dogs
done.
In the opposite direction pulling on their leashes. No.
Oh, no, there he is.
We're having too much fun. What is this madness?
So that's going to happen. And then there's going to be a pet costume contest.
Oh, my God.
Then we give out prizes for the golden, the most goldens that come, the farthest golden that comes, and the oldest golden.
Okay.
So there's people coming from all over. So how many?
Let's do the statistics. Drum roll.
Okay. Currently, 434 goldens are registered.
Wow.
We have 5 different states attending, and we have 88 different cities attending. So we are generating a lot of economy for Shasta County for sure. And people really love to come here because it's a fun event. And then they usually tie in another, you know, you get to see the Sundial Bridge. They sometimes go to Bernie Falls. They, you know, they just do different things. They go to the Redwoods, whatever. And so a lot of people make this event their vacation. The last 2 years we had a couple from Florida that made it their vacation. And unfortunately they can't make it this year.
Oh, no.
But, we.
They get blown off the map.
Oh, I'm not really sure. That's a good point.
I'm not laughing that happened. I'm just saying, hopefully that's not the reason.
Yeah. So anyway, that has, you know, there's a people, we have people coming from Texas this year. So that's
that
a big
so
deal.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's
it's
a lot of
very,
fun.
Very, very cool.
What I was looking at, I don't think we talked about, but that I don't know what time it's at, but one of the things is a parade across the Sundial Bridge.
Yeah.
And I've seen a picture or video of past parades, and it is absolutely glorious to see all of those people walking. And they all are attached to a golden.
Yes. It's absolutely wonderful. We call it the Gold Rush Parade of Golden.
Gold Rush.
Yes.
That's, you guys are really clever. This is a lot of fun.
And we also have a mascot. His name is Enzo.
Mm.
And the mascot will be arriving at noon. to take the group photo with us and meeting the kids and that kind of thing.
Is he in the back of an old car and he knows how to do the paw, wrist wave as he goes by?
You know what? I haven't showed him that yet, but you know what? That's something we might have to talk to him about. Probably one of the most exciting things this year that I am the most excited about is that we've actually had a publisher publish
right. right.
a children's book about the Palooza. It's called Palooza or Bust.
Mm-hmm.
Tim and Mary Livingston are, first of all,
Livingston. Yes, they do great books.
Oh, they're phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And they do a lot for the logging convention. But anyway, they wrote the book for the Palooza. And it's about three golden retrievers that want to go to the Palooza and their adventures that they get into along the way.
Oh,
and
clever.
One of the goldens is named Lexi, after my golden that started the Palooza, which touched my heart.
And she's still alive. She's 12.
She is 12, and she's still alive.
We made that happy point.
Yes. And they are going to be selling copies of the books, and you can get it autographed by them.
That's so cool.
And
they are great. They are great book producers. I have at the Enjoy Store carried all of their books, and they had. I want to say we probably carried 5 or 6 books that they've done, and they were always our best sellers.
Yeah, they're great.
They're great books. They're illustrated well, and they're just great stories of fun that any child can read. There's no hidden agenda. It's just good old-fashioned storytelling that's lots of fun, brings lots of
and
smiles
they,
and joys.
Yeah, they have really bent over backwards to get this book because their printer – told them that they were having some issues and couldn't get the book to them by the date.
No.
And they were like, what?
That's the whole point.
Yeah. So anyway, so they got out their equipment because they used to do it and are actually making it happen.
Oh,
so
man.
They are.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah. Sleep is overrated, they said.
So I have another question.
Yes.
Do you have to have a golden retriever to go?
You do not have to have a golden retriever to go, but you cannot bring another breed of dog.
Oh, right,
so,
right,
like,
right.
If you just want to come, you and your husband or whatever, and you just want to watch, bring your chair, sit down, and begin smiling because your cheeks will literally hurt by the time you leave.
Yeah.
But as long as you don't have another dog, like I said, it's 4 hours one day a year. That's all we're asking for. But, yes, you can come. You can enjoy.
Bring a stuffed golden. Just hold it under your arm.
There you go. But, yeah, and then you can visit the booths. You can partake in the raffle. You can partake in the silent auction. You can partake in the snack bar. And we're going to have treats. Natural Marketplace.
Yep.
It's going to be there with their engraving machine so you can get a tag for your dog.
That's all kinds of fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's just going to be a lot of stuff. We have a groomer that is going to be there that is giving out toothbrushes for your dog and talking about teeth grooming and that kind of thing and going to be doing mouth spray and all of those things. So that's really exciting.
Ooh, girl, you got bad breath.
This is so cool.
So it's really, really a fun time. I mean, I can't tell you enough about how much fun it is, and that's probably why I keep doing it, because I'm exhausted from the work that it entails, but it brings me so much joy and seeing all the smiles on everybody's face.
So you were talking, unfortunately, and I forgive me, and you can just say no if it's not a topic you want to address, but you were talking about how, you know, you're saying, oh, I do the raffle, that's me, I fill the bags, that's me, blah, blah, me. You need help.
Yes,
and
I do.
And we need to figure out, we need to structure the organization so that you can get help. But this was the first year that you had considered not actually doing it because you had a bit of a tragedy in your life with your husband who fell.
Yes.
And unfortunately hit his head and was seriously injured and is now in his
86th day. In the hospital.
In the hospital.
Yes. And so that's been hard. And now I have like
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. I have a core group
of
individuals help, that really help. But I need more.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like the 5 or 6 of us that really, really, really do a lot.
Yeah.
That's not enough.
I mean,
we really need it. This year, though, I mean, like I've had people come over and load up.
You're saying 400 dogs.
Yeah.
And usually each dog is attached to at least 2 people, not always, but if not the entire family, 4 or 5 people. So that's so many people for 4 people or 5 people to try to have to manage.
Exactly. And what people don't think of is like it's little details like, oh, I need to get trash bags for the garbage cans.
Oh
my gosh,
I
need to get the porta potties. Oh my God, I need to make sure that we have a cordless mic or a cordless lapel mic for the
judges
or the dog demonstrator.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And so there's all these little minute details behind the scene that you don't think about.
Sure.
Yep.
And so anyway, but we love our Goldens. I love the people that help me. I mean,
would have forgot about the poop.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That would have never crossed my mind. Yeah. I would have just looked at all 400 of them and lined them up and said, hold it.
Exactly. And we do provide poop bags to all the VIGs.
Yeah.
So the VIG people have their poop bags, and usually golden retriever owners, they're pretty good about cleaning up their messes. But what happens is you start talking to another individual, and then behind you they're pooping, and then you don't see it.
Yeah.
So then you don't clean it
so
up.
So actually, I'm going to suggest that you have an award at the end of the day. I mean, it's got to be on the honor system, but the person that stepped in the most poop piles. I stepped in four.
Yeah, landmines. We should have them numbered. And whoever stepped on 69, they get the prize.
That's too much.
That's awesome.
So one more time, it's time for us to take a last break. Let everybody know day, time, best way to join, everything.
Okay, it is the 9th annual NorCal Golden Palooza this Saturday, October 19th. From 10 to 2 p.m. at the Reading Convention Center in front of the fountains. Golden retrievers only, please.
Yep.
And everybody needs to be in a good mood and want to have fun. Because we have no grumps there. It's just fun, fun, fun.
And is it too late to register?
It is not. Please go to our registration site at www.norcalgoldenpalooza.com. That's if you have a golden retriever you need to register. Otherwise, if you don't have a golden and you want to attend, just show up.
Come
but
with your
bring
humans,
a chair.
But no dogs.
Right. And if you're going to purchase raffle tickets or the silent auction, we take cash, check, Venmo, or PayPal.
Okay.
So those are the things that you need to bring.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like you got it together.
And this will happen even if it rains.
Rain or shine, it happens every year.
Can you imagine the smelly, all those smelly wet dogs?
But they wouldn't care.
No.
I know they wouldn't. They'd probably love it.
Exactly. Well, thank you guys so much
for
having me.
No, thank you. This is awesome.
Yes. I really appreciate it.
I love it.
All right, we're going to take our last break, and we'll be right back. Oh, who let the dogs out? Yeah.
Hi, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual Shaggy Foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos, finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join us as we celebrate a milestone in American history, the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mark your calendars for November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, where everyone is invited to honor the Marines in style. The celebration kicks off with a march to colors featuring the Jefferson Pipes and Drums as we pay tribute to our oldest and youngest Marines. This unforgettable evening includes a delicious dinner, birthday cake, and dancing. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. That's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. We can't wait to celebrate with you on November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. See you there.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here, What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Happy birthday, James.
Yes, happy birthday.
And happy birthday, enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The double whammy. Yeah, yeah.
And Michelle's birthday is on the 21st.
Yes. I know. Yeah. October is a good month for birthdays.
And Liam's birthday was on the 12th. He's 10.
Oh, that's insane.
My little grandson.
So cute. Yeah. Is he still handsome?
He's so
Prince
cute.
Charming?
He's very cute.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to KCNR once again. This is North State Now with the Enjoy Hour. So that was a lot of fun.
Yes. Yeah.
I feel I'm almost exhausted. That chick has so much energy.
She has a lot of energy. And that's why she can pull this event off.
Yeah, oh, right? I mean, she is a golden. I mean, she's got the hair color and the spirit of the golden retriever.
She's darling. So cute.
Right? Oh, my goodness. So cool. What a great, great event.
So, you know what? I think we should talk a little bit about Enjoy Magazine's 18th birthday.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's really cool.
Yeah, before we came.
Yes. Because we have a story. I mean, everybody's got a story, but
we write a magazine. Still the stories.
I really love this story about Enjoy Magazine.
Well, you
started.
Were a very, very important part of that.
Well, we all were.
Well, I know, but I mean, like, you were the true, you know, spark in the minutia of slime that turned into something. I mean, so it was, you know, the story goes like this. My father owned KMS Professional Hair Care. We were one of the largest employers in Shasta County for as long as I can remember. You know, and Rhonda worked at Enjoy. Yvonne worked at Enjoy. I worked at Enjoy. Michelle worked at Enjoy. Mike O'Brien, who's our sales manager, worked at Enjoy. We all worked at some capacity. I keep saying Enjoy. At KMS, sorry. We all worked at KMS, at my father's business at some point. And we all had different roles, and then somehow we all kind of got pulled from all of the departments that we all worked in kind of into a cluster where we all worked together. Mm-hmm. When it was basically sales and marketing. And KMS was unique in that it had its own marketing division within its corporate offices versus using outside agencies, which we did do, but it was an interface process, which was really, very unique. And so all of us got to work together for years on all different kinds of levels and travel
really
together.
Projects. Yeah.
And then at some point my father decided to retire and sold the company to Cow, which was one of the largest hair care companies in Japan, or beauty brand, or not beauty,
pharmaceutical.
But no, they were like the Procter & Gamble. So
self-care.
Self-care, thank you. Companies in Japan, and they were starting their professional division, which was Cow Professional Salon Services. And then it was purchased and then was placed under Goldwell out of Germany, which a lot of people know. And so during that process, we kind of got the feeling that things were going to change, right?
Oh, yeah.
we were promised, you know, don't worry, nothing's going to change.
Right.
That never happened. So there was a conversation that was had, and at this point, Yvonne was our director of marketing, and I worked in marketing, and you worked in marketing, and we just kind of saw the writing on the wall and started speaking to the right people. And Corey, our good friend that worked there, also kind of saw the writing on the wall and helped us kind of figure out there was an opportunity that we might be able to exit the company and
keep the accounts.
Well, mostly just exit the company and take all the equipment, right? And we were gonna venture out and start our own marketing company, which we did, which was called In-House Marketing. And we chose the name In-House Marketing because that's what we were for KMS, right? And we wanted that feeling that if a client were to ever hire us, that we were their in-house marketing company, you know. And so what ended up happening
before we even left, so you had brought in a magazine.
Yeah, so I had another business outside of it, and so we had a place to move to. And during that process, my mother had sent me a magazine that she was featured in with Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac. And it was a local publication, and I was like, hey, this is kind of, you know, it was an aha moment where we could say, as a marketing team, could we do something that would be fun for ourselves with our talents, but then also somehow lift up our community? And so that's how Enjoy was, sprung to life, right? It was really out of a passion to be able to do something to uplift and find a real
positive. During the recession.
Positivity. Yes, we
and
launched
it,
right
it was
at the
also
recession.
At
beginning
a time,
of the big recession.
Yeah, and also at a time when the Record Searchlight was outsourcing a lot of their work.
Yeah.
So there were a lot of writers that were looking for work. We didn't have any of their writers right at the beginning. All of the writers that we had at the very beginning were from Shasta College or Simpson.
Yeah.
So, and then my brother, who at the time was working for MSNBC.
Who was a huge help.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have, there were no rules.
Idea. We had no idea what
we
were doing.
And that's, I think, really what the success was. You could see is that we didn't have any chains, right?
Right.
We but we just knew that we had created our mantra that it was going to be positive, uplifting, non-controversial, non-political. It was really going to showcase what the North State had best to offer.
Because Reading didn't have a great reputation.
No.
Even when we brought international distributors.
A lot of self-imposed, a lot of it.
Yeah. Yeah, when we brought in international distributors to take them around the city and out to the mountains and rivers, they loved it here. And it really kind of sparked interest for us because you get people talking.
It showed us the love again for ourselves, like where we were, to really appreciate it. So anyway, long story short, we decided that, you know, our region needed a lifestyle publication, and that sparked a thing. And right at that time, Michelle became pregnant and kind of stepped away. She didn't just become, but she was pregnant. She was getting ready to give birth. And we were all mulling around, and you decided that you would like, it was like, you know,
we got something to do.
If we don't do this, somebody else is going to do it.
Exactly.
And there wasn't a magazine in Reading. There was a magazine in Chico that Reading businesses advertised in.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So Rhonda, like, kicked it off. We came up with the name. We struggled for a while. Then we decided Enjoy because it was just the perfect word, right? Like, it just is.
It was funny because it was out there, but no, we all didn't agree on it at first.
Right.
Yeah. But then it was like, well, I'd rather have Enjoy than that. And then it just worked.
Yeah. So you started pushing up the hill, right? And then
we said, who's going to sell?
Yeah.
And we all looked at James.
Well, and that was like maybe a week before we were supposed to go to press our first time, and we were like, we kind of need to pay for it, so we need some advertising.
But what helped, though, also, I don't think you mentioned that we were working for KMS, so we were getting a monthly.
We still had the account.
Yeah,
So KMS came back to us after we left because we had basically moved out with all the assets, and they were like, we know nothing, and we're like, you were the ones that said bye. So they hired us back, and at least we had a big an income coming in that would subsidize our venture, right? But anyway, we went out into the community. It was very easy. There were many, many people that knew us and loved us and trusted us for all the years that we had all been in the community at different levels, and just went ahead and said, we will support you. And the first one got printed. It was glorious. It came in. It was like, you know, a new baby in our hands, and we were so proud and stuff. And then I just remember my heart and my gut just like falling through the floor when you said, we have about 15, 18 days to get the next issue ready. And I'm like, what? All over again?
And then we were able to hire somebody else to help you with sales, which was good. And then a few months later, Michael O'Brien came on board.
Which was
maybe a year later.
Big part of the KMS family came over, and he had lots of sales experience. And here we are 217 issues later, every single month since October 2006.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. And even during COVID, like, we weren't sure that we were going to do one.
Right.
And we did. And we didn't skip a month at all.
Yeah.
I think distribution was one of the hardest parts of
it. It was. Well, we were trying to think, should we just go around and set them on the front porch?
And
then
we did.
And then people were like, no, because you touched it. It was just like when everything,
that was awful.
Everything was like out of control crazy. It was insane. Literally, I was like, well, we could put it in a plastic bag and seal it. And say that here's a sanitation wipe on the outside. I was just like, good Lord. Right? I remember my very first time I went to the grocery store and I came home. And I had all the groceries out on the front porch and was wiping every bottle down with alcohol. We were nuts.
I know. Like wearing gloves when you got gas.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so thank you, Northern California, for your support. We've got 13 seconds left before we depart. But just genuinely from all of us at the Enjoy team for the support and love that's been poured out to us for the last 18 years. We greatly appreciate
it. Let's do it for another 18 years.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. So we'll see you
next
month.
Okay, Rhonda, we'll do it.
Take care. Love you all. Bye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.